Hello, I'm Mary Lohman of The Christian Working Woman, and I've been challenging you this week to look deep within and see if you can identify some addictions that should not be there. You know, I believe most of us can find some, one or two, because becoming addicted to things or habits or people is just a very natural tendency for us. It comes easy, so to speak. We can be addicted to good things as well as bad things. Anytime there is an imbalance in our lives or some area where we just can't change, it's likely to be because we've got some addiction. Now, what do we do if we uncover some of these addictions? Well, the Apostle Paul has some good advice for us. In Romans 6, he points out that we need to choose our addictions. Let me read a few verses. You are slaves to the one whom you obey, just as you used to offer the parts of your body in slavery to impurity and to ever-increasing wickedness, so now offer them in slavery to righteousness, leading to holiness. It seems we should focus on establishing the right addiction rather than trying to get rid of our bad ones. So he gives us the perfect substitute. So based on this passage in the Bible, fill in this missing blank. Just as you used to offer the parts of your body in slavery to blank, fill in the blank, so now offer them in slavery to righteousness, leading to holiness. Fill in the blank with whatever addiction you see in yourself. Perhaps it's food. So your version would read, just as you used to offer the parts of your body in slavery to food, so now offer them in slavery to righteousness. There's your secret. Each day, at the beginning and throughout the day, you substitute the right addiction for the wrong one. You are choosing to be addicted to righteousness. It begins by a choice on your part to allow God to change your addictions. You say, Mary, that sounds too easy. It just won't work that way. Well, tomorrow I'll talk about the process we go through when we start to focus on changing our addictions and becoming addicted to righteousness. It may not be easy, but it works. And you won't find anything else that truly works long term. So please join me tomorrow as I conclude this discussion on addiction. And remember, you can download a copy of the booklet, When We Just Can't Stop, on our website at christianworkingwoman.org. I hope you'll be with me again tomorrow.